Yeşua Falık. Okay, everybody's safe. Okay, we're still in packet three. I made a mistake. I told you about the supplement, you know, with the Michas Yerushalayim. So that's going to be in packet four. It's a supplement to four, not a supplement to three. But it's coming around the corner. Okay. We saw the Michas Chinuch last week that said that we know this is Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish by where the Macholas Asuras is totally in Hanaz Garan or Hanaz Mirnaim. In other words, what's Machayim when you eat treif? Is that a kezias went through your throat? Or a kezias has to be in your meayim. Right? Rabbi Yochanan says, if you eat a little bit, half a kezias, and then you throw up, and then you eat another half kezias, with kedei achilas pras, you chayif. Because a kezias passed through your throat. But Reish Lakish holds, no, you won't be chayif. Because since there was never a kezias in your meayim, then... At one point, because you ate a half, you threw up. You ate another half, you threw up. So then it won't work. So the Michas Chinuch Mechadesh. So we pass like Rabbi Yochanan. We pass like Rabbi Yochanan that you need Hanaz Garam, right? But the Michas Chinuch says, when it comes to Yom Kippur, you also need Hanos Meayim. You can't just be Hanos Garon. So you would need Hanos Garon, means you would need to have a kezias pass through your Garon. And you also need Hanos Meayim. And the Chasam Sofer seems to say that as well, that you need Hanos Meayim. Whether he also meant Hanaz Grono is maybe a question, but certainly Hanaz Meyayim. So therefore, if somebody would... So Reb Chaim Oizer, the Sefer Achiezer, page 13, Reb Chaim Oizer Grodzensky, he was the Poisek Hador in Vilna. Right? He was the Poisek Hador in Vilna, and he had a cousin. Who was his cousin? Page 13 is a Sharblot. Packet Gimel. Who is new? Reb Tzvi Hirsch Grudzinski. Who is Reb Tzvi Hirsch Grudzinski? New? He was his cousin. And he, what was he? He was the Rav where? In Omaha, Nebraska. Rabbi Sokol, I think you should make a video. Yeah. I think he should make a video. You know, we bring back Rav Tzvi Hirsch Grudzinski. Well. Those days, yeah. Yeah, because, you know, they had big Talmidei Chachamim. So, yes, he was considered like, I mean, he wasn't as famous as Reb Chaim Oizer, but people who were in the know speak to him, about him in very high regard. Reb Tzvi Hirsch Grudzinski? No? Look on your phone, see if it's... Reb Chaim Oizer lived from 1863 to 1940. So when did Reb Tzvi Hirsch Grudzinski? What? 1856 as well. He was born. Oh, so it was pretty, you know, overlapping here, you know, basically the same time. He wrote same as far the reprinting. Yeah. Okay. So he has a tshuva here. He has a tshuva here on page 14. Al das she'elas harofe imutar biyom kippur l'hachnis l'chola ochel l'mashka l'toch haguf al yidei klistir. Derech ha'chalchus. So what's the question? What is that? Yeah. Oh, so you're saying it's a rat? You mean you say no one had the feeding tubes back then? In other words, Rabbi Katan here is telling me that it's like the Marsham. The Marsham is talking about giving food through an enema. That's mean rectally. You know, I guess maybe those days they. When was the feeding tube? When was the earliest time they had the feeding tube? Because you would think they would speak about the feeding tube, but they're not speaking. Well, it could be not, because the feeding tube you need. You're not going to do it just for Yom Kippur. The feeding tube you need surgery to do a fever. But enema you don't need surgery. So if they were just going to do it for Yom Kippur, so they're not going to do a feeding tube just for Yom Kippur. They could do an IV for Yom Kippur.
Modern era of surgery.
Okay, so they had it then, but. But in other words, the reason why probably the Marsham and the Achiezer is not talking about feeding tubes, they're talking about enemas, is because they're not going to just have a feeding tube just for Yom Kippur. They could have an IV.
Yeah.
But you don't make a feeding tube for a day. You can do an enema for a day.
Yeah.
Right. So we saw in the Marsham that he said if you have to eat on Yom Kippur, so what did he say? The nutrients. So he says not to use it. He says not achila, but you know, on the other hand, if it's not achila, maybe it's better. But on the other hand, if he's mutter to eat, you should let him eat. Because having him eat rectally, you don't get the proper nutrients absorbed in the body. That was the Marsham that we saw. So Reb Chaim Oizer has a tshuva here. Says Ladaiti Hadover Poshet, Tafilu Mashachidesh Hasim Sofer, even according to the Hasim Sofer, the Yom Kippur Losagi Bahanos Goron, Ubina Hanos Meyav, right? That's the Chachin. We call Mokum Zedapo Ochel Derech Hagor. In other words, Hanos Meyayim, but you also need Hanos Goron. Aval Shalom Bederech Achilas Hagoron, Tovavi Loshem Achila Klal. As he says, to give somebody food rectally is not a chila whatsoever, like the Marsham said. Because even though the Chasam Sofer says Hanas Meyayim, but it means Hanas Meyayim plus Hanas Agar. Because usually if you... Whereas he's saying, if you're able to give yourself Yishuv Hadas, Shalom B'derech Achila, that's not called Yishuv Hadas. But Yishuv Hadas for Yom Kippur means that you ate. So either you ate or you didn't eat. If you ate, then you gave yourself Yishuv Hadas. If you didn't eat, then you didn't give yourself Yishuv Hadas. And eating is only through the Garum. The Garum, and then going into the stomach and Mayayin, etc. But if it's rectal, then you're still being Ma'ani yourself. But you still need Hanaz Grono. That was the Michas Chinuch. Right? So therefore, second. So this is not called achila. So therefore, so what is he paskening? We'll see in a second. But he wants to bring a proof that you need hanas garon, because he says like this. Emes hadavar muchrach del Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish. Let's see Reish Lakish shita. What's the sheet hanas meyayin? Look in general, right? But let me ask you a question. According to Reish Lakish, hanas meyayin, does that mean only hanas meyayin, or does Reish Lakish mode that you need hanas garam, but you also need hanas meyayin? Because he says like this. Because he says, we know the halacha is t'chol yisur meinu lokim alev derech hakilosim. Lomatzinu shecholach Reish Lakish al zeh. Right, Reish Lakish doesn't argue. Now Reish Lakish really achilim they may have beaten him. Imkain gami mochul shalokeder chachilosan kon shimchas achilim gomul shucham and nich vegronom. In other words, what's the question? Let me ask you a question. Does Reish Lakish agree to the concept of, in general, forget Yom Kippur? Does Reish Lakish agree to the concept of derech achila? In other words, we know that if you take a piece of meat and you make it very hot, right? So what's the din? You potter, which is not derech achila. If it's a treif piece of meat and you make it very hot and you swallow it down, are you chayiv? No, because it's not derech achila. But according to Reish Lakish, that all you need is hanas meyayin, if you hold that that's what Reish Lakish holds, then it's not shaykh to speak about derech. Because chalas meyayin means lemaisa, it's in my meyayin. So who cares how it got there? Right? So l'chora, if you hold that Reish Lakish only cares about meyayin, then there should be no tour of what? Of shaloka derech achila. But by the fact that we don't find anywhere in Shas that Reish Lakish argues with the concept of derech achila, that must mean that even though Reish Lakish holds hanas meyayim, he also holds hanas garam. That's what Rav Chaim Moser wants to say. He also holds hanas garam.
What? Well,
yeah, but in other words, in the end of the day. He also holds that you need derech achila, right? We never find that he doesn't hold that, but why should he hold you need derech achila if it's only a din in hanas meyayin? Hanas meyayin just means the metzias is I need it to be in my meyayin and then I'll feel full. So what is it? Why did he need? Who cares how it got there? So it must be that even Reish Lakish, by the fact that we don't find that he argues on that, even Reish Lakish must hold this. There's a din of hanas garon, and that has to be kedarko. If you don't eat kedarko, you don't eat kedarko, you don't eat. And he says, even basa b'chalav, that you don't eat kedarko, that's also that wouldn't be good enough, just hanas meyav. And we don't look see be'achil, lo be'in, and tonight is a kedarko, but you still need hanas garon. He says an interesting chiddush that even according by Basa B'chalav, that we say it doesn't say a lashon achila, so therefore yichayim shelo kederech achila, but you still need an achila, even according to Reish Lakish. El zel choshev hanas grono b'miktzas. You need hanas grono b'miktzas, according to, but you need some type of derech achila. So that's his yisod. That everyone agrees you need hanas garon. And that's similar to what the Chasam Sofer and Milchaskina, I mean, everyone holds you need hanas garon. Oh.
So he says, so therefore what? So therefore, take a look on page 15. On page 15, so what does he say? Last three lines of the Tshuva. Mevur dahanos meyav hu miloi hakeres. Mokam la'iko. Shalokidas hachasim sofer. Ikar she'ela hadover pashut she'ezeh misugi achila. So what's his psak? In other words, the question was, is it mutter to give the chola an enema instead of feeding him food?
Can I ask a quick question?
One second. Or and is he chayv karis? One second. I'll let you ask the crazy question in a second. So just tell me first, what is Rav Chaim Oza saying? And then you can ask. Well, what is his psak? No? It's allowed to what? You could give it. Well, what? So therefore what? So therefore? You mean... You're saying you should do it with the feeding tube. Well, not with the enema. With the...
I don't know if you should, but it's a way. I'm just going to say that
for
all
that, five
people.
Or is he saying, we saw the Marsham...
Right,
so therefore, is the pshat, therefore, this is the way you should go? Or no, since it's not achila, and you're supposed to be eating, so you shouldn't be doing this. That's what the Marsham said. So I'm asking you, is the Rav Chaim Oza saying the same as the Marsham, or is he saying something different? That's what I'm asking. Is he saying... What? Yeah, tell me, explain. And therefore what? The chola shouldn't be doing this. Yeah, I think that's what he's saying. I think the Sefer Mordechai Chaim says pshat like that. That he shouldn't be... Meaning he's saying basically the same thing as the Marsham. One second. He's saying you're not going to get karis, so maybe he's saying you should do it this way. I think it's not clear what he's saying. Whereas first he starts off saying there's some poskim that say Yom Kippur is hanos meyayim, right? And then he's saying, yeah, but even those poskim must mean also hanos gar. Because first he's saying if you do, you put it into the meyayim rectally. Right? So then, and all you need is hanas meyayim, so, and then if you hold Yom Kippur, it's totally hanas meyayim, so then you should be chayv karis, so what do you accomplish by doing it this way? So he's saying, no, if you put it in rectally, it's not achila, it's not karis. The only question is, should you be doing this? I don't know if he tells you. Kibur the Hanos Meyav Hikimilo at Keres Mokam Eikol Shalom. Milo at Keres Mokam Eikol Shalom. Eikol Shalom Adam Poshu Shainza Misugi Achila. He's saying maybe he doesn't address this. Maybe he's just addressing the question of is he being chayiv or not? Whether he should be doing that, maybe he's not even addressing that. He muto lahachnis l'chol of Yom Kippur ochlim toch haguf. I mean, if it's a chol sheyish bo sakana, there was. So all he's saying is, it's not losh l'chila. I can't prove if he's telling you therefore do it or therefore not do it. Right. That's what the Marsham says. Marsham's saying is that you don't have a right to do that to him because he's not getting the proper nutrition and he deserves to get the proper nutrition.
But
he
never says that he's not getting the
nutrition.
Right,
so he doesn't say that. He just says that...
I don't think he's not saying...
He's saying, this is not... You didn't violate Achila.
Right, he's saying
he says, if you do this, you didn't violate this occurrence. Now, should you be doing this for a chola, or should you not? I don't know. Does it? Can you tell me if it, Mamish says it here? You're just saying you won't be chayiv if you do this. And then he discusses that the Chasam Sofer says, what's mayav? If Milo had cares to welcome the equal, so look at that as a chasam sofer. Okay. But he's definitely saying that you need, that the sheet of Hanas Meyayim also needs Hanas Garon, and that you always need. But if you look in the Shut Dovev Mesharim, on page 20, who's the Dovev Mesharim? That's the Chubina Rav. He's one of the Gedolei Hador. Who's buried next to the Shebina Rav? Where's the Shebina Rav buried? Har Menuchos. And who are the three people that are buried, right, one after the other? The Belzer Rebbe, the Shebina Rav, and who else? And Rav Moshe Feinstein. Those three. And then who do they put in after? They had a little space there, so they... Who did they put in after? Dine Fisher. He was the one of the dying for the Eid Haredes. He was known for coolers on fasting on Yom Kippur, you know, he had the Dine Fisher. So. What? Pregnant woman, yeah. So he has a tshuva here as well. About now, what is he referring? He's referring to what? Intravenous. He's referring to intravenous. In other words, could you give somebody food intravenous, or should you give somebody food? Because maybe it's better for him. That's what Rabbi Hess said, that he, Rabbi Neuberger said over, that Rabbi Soloveitchik used to, when he would eat on Yom Kippur, he would, I don't know which years he's referring to, but he would do it intravenously instead of... Instead of eating through the mouth. So this way it would be less of an issue. So that's what he's asking. Could you, in other words, again, the Rav Chaim Oizer and the Rav Marsham is talking about enemas. He's talking about IV. So first he says maybe it's Tolei where the Chutra or Dechuya. Because we have a concept of Chutra or Dechuya. Chutra means that you're welcome of a Chayla, so Chutra. It's like it's not Shabbos. It's Chutra. Dechuya means it is. It's the Shabbos just pushed aside. What's the Nafkamina? Nafkamina is if you could do it, if you can avoid the issue, should you do it in a way to try to avoid the whole issue? So if you hold the Chutra, it's not Shabbos, you know, it's Kiyilu, it's not Shabbos, it's not Yom Kippur, so it's Chutra. But if you hold it to Dechuya, so then it's there, and therefore you should try to avoid the issue. Yeah. So he speaks about this in the Shuvah Dovei Masharim. So what does he say? So take a look on the last page here, on page 22. So he says here on the right side, the paragraph, the bottom paragraph. So he says, so he talks about Korchav Masiv and things like that. And then he says, talks about Korcha Basiv. He says, when it comes to Hanaz Meyayim, the Siv is not going to stop from Hanaz Meyayim. So if you say that Yom Kippur is only Tolei on Hanaz Meyayim, then Korcha Basiv is not going to mean anything. But people argue with that interpretation of the Chasam Sofer, and they say that it's not only Hanas Me'ayim, you need Hanas Garam. So look on the right side of page 22, on the left side, the first paragraph, the blog that begins, there are two Yom HaKippurims, one after the other. The first Yom HaKippurim. So his shita is that you should not do this. You should not give, that's what Rosh Hashpir for the library thought he was saying, that you should not make him do an IV. Because he's still considered Mu'una. And therefore he can become in other words, if he's not, since Yom Kippur also needs Hanas Garon, if you're not giving him Hanas Garon, he's still considered Mu'una. And again, like Rav Moshe Shapiro said, if he's M'chuyev to eat, or he's allowed to eat, then to make him do intravenous is not right. Because then he's still considered not having Hanaz Garon, so therefore he's considered that he's Ma'ana himself. And therefore if he's Ma'ana himself, that can become a Dei Sakana. So he's saying that it's not right because he says shalom sagev ki hu bichlal inu nefesh. That's what Moshe Shapiro from the library said. He thought saying that it's still considered inu nefesh because you're not getting hanas garam. In other words, he's saying that against what people thought, the pshat the chasam sofer only hanas mayan. You need hanas garam. Like Rav Chaim Oizer said, everyone holds you need hanas garam. You need hanas garam. So if you're giving him through an enema, well, he doesn't speak of it anyway, you're giving him through intravenous, there's no Hanos Garon. So if there's no Hanos Garon, he's still considered what? The Inisim. And if he's still considered the Inisim, then it's not right that a person who is really has a whole Sheish Bo Sakana, who's allowed to eat, we shouldn't play this, you know the Lashon, don't be an Ibr Chacham. Ibr Chacham, you know, don't be so much of a Chacham, you know, you're too much of a Chacham saying, oh, I can nourish him without having him eat, but he really should be eating. And nourishing him then, so the Marsham speaks about the enema, that it's not coming in, the bloodstream is not absorbing it sufficiently. He's saying that if you're not eating through your mouth, it's not the same. And therefore, he comes with me, Sakana, and therefore, he holds that you shouldn't do intravenous. If he's a Chol Sheish Bo Sakana, he should eat, not intravenous. That's what. Yeah, okay. So that's his Yisod. That's the Tribune of Rav Sipsak. And the next practice we're going to see Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe agreed with the Tribune of Rav with a different Kanech. But that's what the Tribune of Rav held. So if you think about it, we saw what the Tribune of Rav held, and Marsham held for a different reason. Marsham just held that if you go rectally, it's just not going to be absorbed enough in the body. And therefore, he's not going to get a full... You know, Marsham doesn't speak about the idea that you need Hanos Garon. It could be Yom Kippur, you only need Hanos Mayayin. But it's not going to be... The Hanos Mayayin is not going to be a full Hanos... It's not going to... Still, it's going to be Mu'una, because the bloodstream is not going to fully absorb if it's coming in rectally. Or even if it's, that's what it sounds, but you could say even if it's the chuya, you know, you still shouldn't do this, because you're not giving him the full thing that he needs. In other words, the chuya means you can be docha, so you should try to avoid it, but here, trying to avoid it, it might be putting the person to sakana. So that's the psak of the Tribune Rav. Now, one last thing for this packet, and then we'll start the other packet, is so we discussed capsules, right? We said capsules is like karchum besiv, and therefore it's not even achila. And or at least it's maybe only a derabanan, and therefore even for Chol Sheim Bo Sakana should be mutter. But Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach has a chiddush. Shlomo Zalman Orbach here on page 9. It's quoted, say, for Divrei Elio. Tell me what he's talking about, like the case we had before. We saw the Mari HaLevi, right? The Mari HaLevi says that there's nothing wrong with taking tray fish juice and putting it in a capsule and swallowing it because it's Korcha B'Siv, so it's not even Achila. But Rav Shlomo Zalman, here on page 9, says like this. This is Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach's letter. Vata, al de retor bossi mechazirim le kivusa al kol dvar v'chashuvim shekotzim li, chal pike kojvani sh'av sh'poshu d'borer, z'kochu b'siv choshu v'adei sh'lo k'der chachila, kam nefshu d'kil tvei, kol mokam l'inu tamtsiyus, tamtsiyus shal macholam tovim. But you have good food in a capsule. It's not nifsal. It's not just a pill where the food is nifsal. It's real good food, but you put it in a capsule. There's a lot of times people do it just because it's hard for them to swallow. So they put food in, and you don't have to chew it, it's already put in the capsule, you just swallow the capsule. So he says maybe that's called bolea. Kidafum karko basiv. See, karko basiv is you're doing something that's going to make the situation more difficult. Right? If you take a piece of treif and you korcha b'siv, it's going to be much harder to swallow it. Right? But maybe if it's in a capsule, that's going to facilitate things. So maybe a capsule is not korcha b'siv. So he says, it's extra thing. What are you putting? You can eat a nice piece of roast beef. What are you putting in a sieve? You're folding it, you're covering it up. Why? You're making things more difficult. So therefore, we say that's not achila. Mashen came the capsule after daf im lo nechush la shagas aryeh. Even if you're saying the Shagasari sheet is there's no din of Shalom Kederach by Yom Kippur. But even if we say there is a din of Shalom Kederach by Yom Kippur, because Mokum Yeshlochosh Ksasa Choshi Rakabolea Kavisha Machal Hutov, where they castle Noch Yosel of Loa, Eza Choshuv Kichotzes Obolea Kufsev, Shabi Choshuv Kiil, and Machal over Derech Hagaron, Shalom Kederach Achilo. He says maybe that's just Shalom Kederach. But it's... One second. And therefore... And therefore that won't be good for a chol sheyesh bo sakana. Because a chol sheyesh bo sakana is what? Is mutter in certain situations. But a chol sheyesh bo sakana, rather. So what is he saying? That a capsule maybe is not korcha b'siv, and it's considered what? It's even considered derech achila. Why? Because he's saying, see, because we had a machlokes, you know, the Yehuda and the Torah's Chaim, remember? If you swallow food, is that called derech? And you don't chew. You swallow food. Is that derech achila? Right? So the Torah's Chaim said, no, it's not derech achila. That's not a normal thing to do. And the Nodav Yehuda said, it is derech achila. So if you assume that the Nodav Yehuda wins this machlokes, so Shlomo Zalman said, he thinks that when you put something in a capsule to facilitate the chewing, to facilitate the coming down, that's called derech achila, if you assume that swallowing itself derech achila. And therefore, it would be a question of a daraisa, and then therefore, you know, maybe it can only be mutter if it's a chol sheyesh bo sakana. You see, the Maria lady, the others say, no, capsules is considered Shlomo Kederach, or it's even Karcha Masiv. So Shlomo Zalman said, no, maybe Karcha Masiv is only when you put a sieve around the food, and now it's more difficult to get down. You're causing difficulties. But here, with a capsule, you're not causing difficulties. You're making it easier, but this fellow can't swallow so well, etc. So you're facilitating. You're facilitating. So if you're facilitating, you're making it easy, that's not called korcha b'siv. So then it's just like swallowing. You're just making the swallowing easier. And swallowing, according to Nevi Yehuda, is not considered shalom kederach achila. So therefore, if a person has a... We want to know, a person is a chol she... Eimbo sakana, could he at least take food in the capsule? So he says, no. One second. Now this whole story, he tells you the history why Rav Shlomo Zalman was getting involved in this shaila. So if you want to see here on page... What page? Yeah, I'll find it in a second. Page 18. Wait, we didn't find anything. What's that? Page 18. So, according to Mari Halevi, my dear friend, a capsule is considered karcha b'siv. It's not achila. So it can only be an issur d'rabbanan, and a capsule is considered korcha b'siv, so it's only the rabbanan. So therefore, even if you're chola she'emo sakana, it'll be mutter. That we saw, right? Last week. But Shlomo Zalman says no. That's called swallowing. It's not korcha b'siv. Korcha b'siv is when it's worse. Korcha b'siv is when so this is not called korcha b'siv. It's considered just swallowing without chewing. So swallowing without chewing, that's the machlokas Torah Chayim and the Nodav Yehuda, and we pass it like the Nodav Yehuda. So the Shlomo Zalman was not willing to tell somebody they could take food if they, unless they have sakana, they can't just take good food and put it in a capsule. Or the child of the fish oil that my friend Rabbi Hess was talking about. You know, just put fish oil, that's not nifsal, put it in a capsule. So according to Maria Levy, even if you're a cholish eimbo sakana, it's okay. Because it's only a derabanan, because it's shalom kederach. And shalom kederach, and a derabanan is mutter of a cholish eimbo sakana. If Shlomo Zalman says, no, it's a cholish eimbo sakana using a capsule. Because a capsule is like swallowing. And we pass it like the Nodav Yehuda. If you swallow, that's, even though that's not the normal way of eating, just swallowing and chewing, the Nodav Yehuda paskin, that's not called Shalom Kederach. That's the famous machlokas, the Nodav Yehuda and the Toras Chaim. If you just swallow something without chewing, so the Nodav Yehuda says, Bala Matza Yatza. Toras Chaim says, yeah, Bala Matza Yatza, that's only because by a mitzvah sesei, you don't need Kederach Hanasa. But it is considered Shalom Kederach. Now, if you look at the... I'll take the question a second before Rabbi Telek is going to jump on me. I would like to just get in my two words before he gets in his 15 words. He says here, the footnote on page 18, Hagon Adoni Avimori Rabbi Shlita Amali, Rav Shmerler, is saying that he heard from his father, Maran, the Tuach, Lave. In other words, the Kloisenberger Rebbe had a heart surgery in Tavshin Lamates. So before he had the heart surgery, he asked Rav Shmerler and his son that they should ask different poskim about could on Yom Kippur, could he eat on Yom Kippur with good food, putting in capsules? Could he do that on Yom Kippur or not? So that's how this Shaila got to Reb Shlomo Zalman. It was the Kloisenberger Rebbe asking his son and the Rosh Koilo or Shmerla to see what Reb Shlomo Zalman says, see what Reb Yashir says, see what. So Reb Shlomo Zalman replied, that it's a problem. Fakir. If you put it in a capsule, maybe you're making it easier to eat. So maybe it's better. Maybe therefore it's a problem. You're making it more of a problem. And what did Rav Yashiv say? And he said his father, Shmuel's father, thought it was like Korach u'Besiv, and the Rebbe really agreed with him. And Rebbe Yashiv it was before the heart surgery, right? Rebbe Yashiv didn't say anything. Why? Because Rav Yashiv really held that the Kloisenberger Rebbe before the heart surgery was a Chol Sheyesh Bo Sakana. So therefore he held that anything was mutter really. So he wasn't going to, he didn't want to be mefalpel. Is this considered the Rabbana, the Raisa? Because he held even it's the Raisa is mutter for him. Rav Shlomo Zalman was assuming that if you assume that it's Ein Bo Sakana at this point, then it's not going to help to put it in the capsule. Because the capsule just means you swallow it. It's not Korach u'Besiv. Korach u'Besiv means when you put something, a sieve around it, that what? That makes it more difficult now to swallow. But here, it's making it easier. So it's certainly, and if the food is good food, so it certainly can be a shayla of a daraisa that would only be mutter if it's a chol sheyesh bo sakana. Yeah, I hear you want to say something?
Yeah.
And then you'll speak every time.
Seems like Shlomo Zalman has a different interpretation of Nastar than we thought initially. Because it seems like when you read Korach u'Besiv initially, you thought that it was about covering the case. And about Korach u'Besiv, the reason why it's not Nastar is because now you don't have a case anymore. And now, it's like the only reason why it's not Nastar is because it's part of the problem.
Right.
So it's kind of like,
you say you put with a capsule, you don't taste it. So you're not having Hanos Garden.
Yeah, it seems like Shlomo Zalman, he said it's about.
So you're saying Chora versus Shlomo Zalman, easy versus hard. That's an excellent point. You must hold that way. Because if he holds that you need to taste it, Lamaisa, you're not tasting it. When there's no Hanos Garden, you put it in the capsule. I like what you're saying. Teleki, be easy. So who do you, bottom line, you're talking too much. Who do you agree with?
Neither. No,
okay, I would be surprised if you agreed with
me. I don't see, this is not a people. If I'm pointing at a capital, it's not a people.
So therefore it's the Rabbanan?
It's not a people.
If I have good food, put it in a capsule.
That's not eating.
So what?
If I swallow it down, I'm eating with a sheen. If I eat without chewing, that's eating without a sheen. This is not eating.
So therefore,
it's not the same thing. This is
so therefore, you hold it to the Rabban? You hold it to the Rabban? What do you hold?
Both Jesus should hold it to the Rabban.
You hold it to the Rabban? You mean both according to
the number you hold
and the Torah? Torskai should hold it to the
Rabban.
Do you hold it to the Rabban? One second. And therefore you hold that even for a Chol Sheyesh Bo Sakana it would be mutter.
No.
Why?
Because this problem you could make, this is not good sakana. This is, you don't do this. This is not going to make it better. The Torah doesn't believe in making bad medicine, do crazy things in medicine in order to, you don't do such things. In that case, you just say everybody should do such. We don't.
So you're saying what?
I would have to go find a doctor what this would actually do to the patient.
That it would give him nourishment.
Is there any side effects? Is there any?
Saying there's no side effects.
Okay.
In other words, you're arguing with Rav Shlomo Zalman.
I know.
Okay, that's fine. You mean you're holding like the Maria Levy?
No, I'm saying they don't want to look the other. This is not the same.
Yeah, no, I hear what you're saying. You're saying Rav Noel Shlomit or Noel Shlomit said that it's Hanaz Goran, so you need have Hanaz Goran. You don't have Hanaz Goran. Rav Shlomo Zalman is a Chiddush, like he said, that he gives another definition of what. Because the bottom line is, your taste buds don't come in contact. I would have said against Rav Shlomo Zalman. Like you pointed out, Shlomo Zalman is giving you a new definition.
But I was thinking with taste buds, tomorrow.
Yeah, okay. This is a fundamental machlokas here. Okay, we're ready to finish this packet. This from Shlomo Zalman is very interesting, like you said, excellent. And we saw the Tribina, we saw the Rav Chaim Oizer today. I want you to digest these sheets. Tomorrow I'm going to give you the packet of Rav Moshe, and then either tomorrow or next day we're going to get to the famous Minchas Yerushalayim Siddur. If not tomorrow, at least by Wednesday. What? Yeah, Pinchas Epstein is the whole thing.